Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, but I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back, Going In Raw News Brief. What the heck? Two times in a day, Larson?
Yeah. Man, breaking news, though.
This whole worldwide situation is just, it's changing things by the minute.
By the second.
We received a word tonight, of course, that Roman Reigns pulling out of WrestleMania. What's going on, Larson?
Yeah, this comes from Pro Wrestling Sheet. Quote, sources with knowledge of the situation tell us Reigns expressed to WWE that he didn't feel comfortable doing any more of the Performance Center shows during the coronavirus pandemic because he's immunocompromised from his battle with leukemia and didn't want to risk his health. Therefore, he is out of the match against Goldberg at WrestleMania. Pro Wrestling Sheet continues, quote, we're told WWE honored his request and he will now be replaced by someone else in the match against Goldberg, though it's unclear who at this time. Fightful Select had one additional detail. And by the way, go subscribe to Fightful Select. They do great work. Quote, we've been told that much of the crew involved found out that Roman Reigns wouldn't be participating on Wednesday. Yesterday, of course, we had heard WWE was shooting Mania yesterday, today.
Yeah.
And then Justin Barrasso posted on Twitter that he had reached out for comment from WWE about Pro Wrestling Sheet's report, and WWE declined the comment.
All right, man. So
that's what we know right now.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more details that hit probably while we sleep. And so if need be, we'll come at you with another news brief tomorrow before our SmackDown recap, or maybe Saturday, depending on how this stuff all shakes out,
how things develop. First and foremost, hats off to Roman Reigns putting his health first.
Yeah.
Especially just after watching Dark Side of the Ring, where, you know, for the longest time, you worked hurt, you worked if you were sick, you worked regardless.
Yeah,
And hats off to Roman for putting his health before anything else.
Yeah, not being afraid, like, you know, the day before, the day of, depending on when they were going to film that match, of saying, hey, you know what, man, and the Universal title's on the line. He was. Until I can give this spoiler right now. He was the odds-on favorite to win in the betting odds by far.
Yep.
So yeah, hats off to him. So that's great. From a fan's perspective, now we turn to who's the third man, brother? Who's going to replace him in this match? To be honest with you, I wish they would just put it on Bray again.
Well, I guess somehow they hypothetically could. They could have Bray. Yeah, if they have Bray, Cena early day one on Saturday, and then Bray wins that, feeling just full of confidence.
Big time.
He comes out, confronts Goldberg, gets his belt back.
That would be, look, you know what? So that would be ideal. There's going to be one of two sort of minds that they're going to have. There's two possible scenarios here. Either the idea was, it was kind of obvious, the idea was people like The Fiend, and Roman beating The Fiend for the title, which is what, I mean, Vince wants the title on Roman.
Yeah.
He wants that. And he risks people booing Roman if that happens. So he puts it on Goldberg. People are getting, you know, it's like, what
well,
do we care
also, I'm sure in Vince's mind, Goldberg versus Roman is a more marketable match as well.
You know, I don't, it's either way, maybe, I guess. I mean, it's one of the, it's one of those things or
oh,
both
I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's either or, I'm saying it's probably a little bit of both.
It could be, yeah, it could be. He probably sees this as, you know, killing two birds with one stone. So if you do it that way, the way that you and I would prefer, you're still left with Bray holding the title and Roman the next in line once all this blows over. Now, the big question is, when is all this going to blow over? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Chances are, I mean, I don't know, reading some stuff today, it's going to be longer. This is going to be, if we don't do the stuff we're supposed to be doing, which the federal government seems bound and determined not to.
They're not.
This is going to come back and back and back, and it's going to be bad for everybody. Yes. So I don't know how long this is going to be. So they could be thinking, well, we can't plan for anything in the future. We can't plan for anything. So let's just make people happy now and do the Bray thing. The upside for having it that way, for having Bray take the title back, is you get tremendous Twitter buzz for one thing, which is kind of the only thing that matters now. You know, the fans sitting at home, I should say that. Facebook buzz, whatever you want to call it. So you get that. But also, the title matches, as we know, is being filmed with this the John Cena match. They lend themselves to more cinematic approaches.
Yeah.
And so your high-profile main events, if you have two or more pay-per-views after this, or two or more title matches between now and when you can let fans back in the building, you can do these cinematic ones, and you're not going to have your matches in an empty arena where it just comes off as a little bit on the awkward side.
Yeah.
So I think there's a couple reasons why they'd want to go with Bray if the feeling is, well, that puts us back in the same situation of Roman's got to take this title off of Bray and we don't want people to boo him, so we'd have to go through the same thing. Bray loses to somebody else and then Roman has to beat that person. People might, you know, they might revolt against that as well. Maybe they've learned their lesson from last time. So I don't know where Vince's head is, and I don't care to venture into Vince's mind.
No,
because it seems like a terrifying place.
It seems like an absolute nightmare. An absolute nightmare. As bad as like the Fiend comes off as a character, his mind. Vince might be on par.
What if Vince is oblivious to the fact that Bray is actually channeling Vince? Like, the Fiend is the same thing as Brody Lee's, but Brody Lee's just much more surface level.
Yeah, I know.
He views Vince as the Fiend. Anyways, let's say it's not Bray then. And it's probably not going to be Matt Riddle, as much as we'd all love that to be.
Oh, yeah, because if it's Matt Riddle, Matt Riddle's probably not going to win. Well, if Matt Riddle's not going to win, I don't want him in that building.
No, I would kill for it. I would kill for it.
Dude, oh, it'd be great. The
because
problem
Matt
is
Riddle's, Matt, I guarantee you, Matt Riddle's headspace is the exact same as Jericho's back in 98. Do the Goldberg match and he can squash me. I don't care. I want the Goldberg match.
I don't know.
Guarantee you.
Other contenders here. I'm looking at the SmackDown roster. I'm just gonna go through this and see who pops out alphabetically. Braun Strowman versus Goldberg. Goldberg wins.
Braun has to be like the top contender, right?
If not for Bray, I would think so.
He's got nothing else going on, like literally. Yeah.
But I think Goldberg wins that match.
Hey, if it's not Bray, Goldberg wins every match.
Probably.
There's nobody. Go. Keep on reading.
Daniel Bryan, he doesn't have a match on the card.
Yeah, he does. He's got the Intercontinental, Daniel Bryan.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Drew Gulak's going to win the match.
Assuming Drew wins on Friday, yeah.
Jeff Hardy, I don't believe he has anything going on for WrestleMania. Corbin's in a match. Mustafa Ali.
Oh, I'd applaud that. I think that's great.
Sheamus.
They're not going to have Sheamus lose right now.
That's pretty much it.
Unless they want to repeat 2015 when Roman worked, have Sheamus beat Goldberg. Huge win for Sheamus.
Yeah.
And then Roman gets to come back and beat Sheamus for the title again.
Because no one's going to, yeah, choice between booing Sheamus or Roman Reigns, you're going to boo Sheamus.
Exactly. So taking all this coronavirus stuff into account, there was an interesting piece in Variety where Stephanie McMahon, of course, the daughter of Vince McMahon and one of the heads of the company, talked with them about the guidelines they're following to keep safety first when it comes to taping this WrestleMania stuff, and what they're doing to remain cautious. This link also came to us via Pro Wrestling Sheet because I was looking at his Twitter to see what else he had to say about this Roman stuff, and Ryan Satin had a link to this, and so this is coming from him from Variety. The quote here, at a typical event, she says this off the bat, at a typical event, talent are milling about. They're at catering or wherever when they're not actually in part of the show. That's not allowed now. There's extensive testing and screening when you first come in the facility, regardless of whether you're a talent, crew member, or anyone else. Working with our doctors, you have your temperature taken. If you have a temperature over 100.4 degrees, bang, you're automatically asked to leave. I added the bang there for emphasis. It's not unlike Alabama's daycare. She shows up, bang, they do the temperature, you're in.
Or if it's above the threshold,
you're out of here.
Goodbye.
Her teacher goes like this. Out. let's see here. She says, we're taking every precaution we can. It's also why you don't see talent or anyone else in the audience. I mean, that's also, we sort of didn't mention, we kind of mentioned it, but the additional guidelines for the AEW show was, I think, only 10 people in a vicinity of an area, which is why there was nobody at ringside. So she says, it's also, we are really adhering to all the guidelines that we can to maintain the health and safety of our crew and our performers. Variety points out how taking someone's temperature is a good first line of defense for the virus, but not a foolproof method, since you can be a carrier without showing symptoms. You can be a carrier for days without showing symptoms, man.
Yep.
It's a very sneaky virus. So they also asked how many people were essential personnel. It says those shoots will be done with essential personnel only to make it happen. When asked by Variety how many people that entails, she said the company would be adhering to following the CDC guidelines and state local mandates. So that could be like however many.
Who could knows? Be 1,000 if that's what they're allowed.
Right, exactly, yeah. I mean, you just start directing people. We were told 1,000's fine. And then, well, who told you that? I don't know, this number right here, and then you run away. That's pretty much it. Oh, this is good too. They're also looking into experimenting with technology that would allow fans to experience WrestleMania virtually, but no further details were given. So get out your Oculus, people, or whatever the current thing is. And maybe
put down Half-Life Alyx
for a second
on your VR device.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce Green sitting out there on his balcony. He's doing all sorts of crazy stuff. I saw an article about him. He got signed by CAA.
Yeah, that's a huge deal, man.
That's great. That's awesome. Massive. Such a talented guy. Anyway. That's it for the news brief. Pretty shocking news about WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is not going to be the last of it, man.
No. Yeah, no, there's going to be more, I'm sure.
Yeah, what, 10 days left till the big event. So, We'll see what happens between now and then. And, of course, as soon as stuff does happen, hey, guess what? We're going to be right here on Zoom, Zooming each other, talking to you guys all about it. Thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.